Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm sorry. Did you say your name is Lena? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you with a company called Quick Shop?
I believe that's one of the companies we work with.
Okay. I need to talk to somebody because I believe that somebody has used my credit card and I have identity theft. I just had a charge show up on my credit card, and they told me it was at Quick Shop in Maryland, but they said it was an online purchase. So I'm trying to figure out what this is and who made the purchase.
Okay, can I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
My name is Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Thomas, and my zip code is 35633.
And can you please verify the address on the account for security purposes?
Well, how would you have my address? You wouldn't have it. I don't have anything to do with a Quick Shop. So what is my address proof?
Yes, ma'am. I'd have to verify the address against the account.
Against what account? That's what I'm asking you.
Well, I have to, the account, we are a third-party call center. We service over 300-plus different companies. I would have to see which company is billing you.
It's Capital One. It's my credit card.
No, what company? We service over 300-plus different companies.
Okay. My address, well, obviously it's not coming to my address because I didn't make the purchase. But my address is 308 Andover Drive in Florence, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. That's the address we have on file. It looks like you ordered a Wi-Fi booster and a streaming device.
A Wi-Fi booster and a streaming device?
Streaming device.
Okay. That is not accurate. One was $7.95. The other was $19.95. So who do I contact about that purchase?
Well, the $56.95 charge, in the terms and conditions that have to be agreed upon in order to make that purchase, it does state that you'd be agreeing to sign up for our monthly subscription to our online gadget store. With that subscription, you do get a $125 gift card sent to you via email.
No, I don't want any subscription to anything. All I wanted was $7.95 for the booster and the $19.95 charge for the other thing, or however it went. I don't want any subscriptions to anything. So cancel anything that you see other than just the two items.
Okay, ma'am, I can cancel out the account so you won't get the monthly subscription. Are you ready for the cancellation confirmation number?
Yes, please.
It's going to be Ciaz and Charlie, 259-707-879.
All right. Ciaz and Charlie, 259-707-879.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, am I going to be getting credit back on my credit card?
I can refund you 35% back because you're still able to use that gift card.
I'm sorry?
I can refund you 35% back because you're still able to use the gift card.
Okay, I don't have a gift card. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a gift card you get for the online gadget store that's sent to you in your email. I can refund you 35% back, and you're still able to use that gift card. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account.
Okay, I want everything put back other than the $7.95 and the $19.95.
Yes,
I want everything else
credited
back. I wouldn't
be able to refund shipping and handling, but I can refund you 35% back on the monthly subscription charge because you're still able to use that gift card.
Okay, I want to be fully refunded for the charge for the monthly subscription. Fully. I don't want 35%. I want the full refund. I did not ask for any type of monthly subscription.
I can refund you 35% back and cancel out your account so you would no longer be billed.
Yeah, I want the full refund. I don't want just 35%. I want the full refund. There's no reason I should be charged anything for a subscription.
Yes, ma'am. When the terms and conditions were agreed upon and made it a valid charge, what I can do is refund you 35% back.
Okay, that is not acceptable. I want to talk to a manager.
Yes, ma'am. We all follow the same protocol. They're going to tell you the same thing I'm telling you. We can refund you 35% back because the charge is valid. The terms and conditions were agreed upon, and you're still able to use that $125 gift card.
I don't have a $125 gift card in my email. Nothing has came to me.
It would be in your spam folder, ma'am. And it looks like it was probably sent out on the 9th of today. It would be in your spam folder.
And what is this gift card that you're talking about?
It's for the online gadget store.
Okay. All right, I don't know anything about that, and I definitely don't want any subscriptions, so make sure that that is definitely canceled out because I did not sign up for that.
Okay, that refund will take 3 to 5 business days to pay back in your account.
All right, I'll be looking for it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Uh-huh, you too.